FM, live and local, this is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio Line, Carla Fessler, Director of the Emporia Senior Center.
Carla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you guys?
Things are going so far so good. What's going on at the Senior Center here this Thursday morning?
I'm telling you, we are just hopping here at the Senior Center. Thursdays are the days that we have a foot care clinic that comes in every week. And so people can sign up and come have their feet worked on. So that's kind of interesting.
That is a nice service to have and provide, that's for sure.
It really is. And we have such an easy-to-access building. They can just wheel in if they're in a mobile device or just kind of come right in. We have plenty of places to sit and wait for your person or if you're bringing somebody in and just visit with people. And we have puzzles to do and all kinds of fun stuff.
Well, you'd mentioned here, too, about services that the Senior Center is providing. Is that really a kind of a revised and revived topic here at the Senior Center, is services with external partners here for the community?
Yes, I think as soon as I think I've talked to you guys once before, and my goal has been to get cars in our parking lot and people coming in, and we are doing that. We are trying to partner with as many people as we can. For example, we had Osiel Garza from Verizon come in. He's come in about once a month and helps people figure out their cell phones. You know, a lot of people, myself included, need some help sometimes trying to figure out how to do things. So yeah, he comes in, volunteers, and helps people do that. So that's kind of one of the things we're doing.
Well, it seems like you've got a lot going on. You mentioned cars in the parking lot. I drive by there on a daily basis. It seems like there, Carla, is always something going on. Pretty much 7 days a week.
It seems like it now, doesn't it? Yeah.
Well, Monday mornings, we have a coffee and chat, and that's for anybody that wants to come in. And we all just sit together and visit and have coffee, sometimes some donuts and rolls, just to kind of, you know, get out and talk to people. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday in the morning at 10 o'clock, we have exercise with Allie. And she's a college student that comes in and does some strength training, kind of stretching, and works with our people. That anybody is welcome to come. Even though we're called the Senior Center, anybody is welcome. So I want to make sure everybody knows that. We have art classes the third Thursday of every month, and then we bring in random ones, too, sometimes. And we have lunch for $5, which I hear you guys talking about for me, and I truly appreciate that. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and that's kind of fun, too.
Indeed. You bring up a point that I think that's been long wanted here is the thought that you know, the Senior Center is a community hub, and it's not really, even with senior in the name, it's not really just strictly for those of us who are now, I'm just going to ballpark at 55 and up.
Yeah, when I started working here and I realized that I was officially a senior citizen, I was really shocked because my brain doesn't tell me that. I think my brain's about 12. So I'm actually a senior citizen, but we don't define anything by age. So we just have a lot of fun here.
What about bingo? How's that been going?
Bingo is hopping. You know, we do I think I've heard you guys mention too, the Queen of Hearts. That's the 50-50 raffle. And, you know, at one point the first pot that went was $12,000+. I think right now we're up to close to $7,000, so half that would be $3,500-something for the winner. And that's always just kind of fun. A lot of people, it draws people in, and we've been changing up our bingo games and kind of trying to make it more interesting and a little more fun. We always have our snack bar open, so that's nice. We do that on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
So what time do you play on Saturday?
Saturdays, the games start at 4, but the doors open at 2:30, and a lot of people come in, and they do the little pregame pull tabs and just little buy tickets for random games, and then usually get their lunch or their snack or whatever they're going to have and sit down, and then the official game starts at 4. And
now,
we're usually out of here by 6 on a Saturday.
Gotcha. I understand that there were some thoughts about maybe moving that to Sunday. Is it Saturday going to be your day, or is there still maybe some conversations about switching it over to later in the weekend?
Well, I'm not aware of Sunday. I do think right when I first was brought on board, there were some people that talked about it. But I think Saturday has just worked out so well for us. I think we're just going to stick with that.
Understood. Now, one of the things that I know we highlighted a little bit earlier, speaking of partnerships, involved the Cybersecurity Research and Outreach Center over at Emporia State with the computers and the training there. How are things going on that front and maybe building off of the new equipment that you have in place?
Well, I'll tell you, we haven't had as much traffic as we'd like to have, but after the first of the year, we're going to continue our partnership with them, and they're going to start sending students over to offer some classes. So I think we'll get more foot traffic then. Our computers are open for anybody to use. If someone just wants to walk in and, you know, they need to print off some paperwork or they need us to help them figure out how to send an email or answer an email, we're always here to do that. But we also want to keep focusing on the scams and the things that hit not only seniors but everyone that people are doing right now. It's just crazy, especially this time of year.
And it seems like you're crafting projects are very well attended too.
Yeah, we have Carol Patterson, and she was doing this before I came. She comes every Thursday, and she brings a craft to do. But we've since asked anybody if you have something that you like to share and you think it'd be fun to come teach us. We love that. So we've had cookie decorating that was really fun, and we've just had wood painting. We've had all kinds of neat things, and we have great attendance. We have sometimes up to 35 people at these classes, so that's really nice.
Again, Carla Fessler joining us here as we talk about the Emporia Senior Center, the year that's closing out 2024, and I think maybe now's a good time to maybe look ahead to 2025 and maybe some new activities, new programs, new ventures that at least are in the mental hopper, if not on the calendar just yet.
Well, we have, you guys, you've talked to me for years. I have some grand ideas, but one of them right now is we actually have finally gotten our 990, our budget, our audit. We've got everything finally that, you know, I've been working on getting it back in order. So we are doing great as far as that goes. So grant writing is something I'm hoping to start after the first of the year. One of the things we'd love to do is, we have tables and chairs here, but they're a mismatch of all kinds of tables and chairs. I think before I came on board, people donated chairs and people donated tables. So there's blue ones and red ones and black ones and tall ones and short ones. And I kind of am one of those, I can't say that I have OCD, but I really would love everything to match. So one of my goals is to refinish the furniture in here. So that's kind of a big dream that I have right now. We also are going to continue to partner with Newman Hospital. One of the things I really wanted to talk about is our Brain Break Fridays. It's been well attended, but I know there are people out there that we aren't reaching. And what we do on Fridays is from 10 to 12, we have volunteers come from Newman Hospital and ESU. And if someone has a loved one or a friend that they're caring for, they can bring their friend or their loved one into the senior center from 10 to 12 on Fridays, and we always have fresh cookies, and our volunteers play games or just visit, and that gives that caregiver who is exhausted and just needs a little break some time to go have coffee or go to the grocery store or just sit on their couch and rest if that's what they need to do. And we have several in attendance, but we have so much room for more. And I just know there are people out there that would benefit from this. So we'd love to invite people. All you have to do is show up on a Friday. We get some information from you, and then your loved one can stay with us, and you can go somewhere for a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great service provided by the Emporia Senior Center. We hope that people take advantage of that. So, yeah, seems like you've kind of turned the corner there, Carla. I mean, the Senior Center had been, having some difficulties, some difficult times over the past couple of years, but it seems like things are headed in the right direction. Would you concur?
Yes. I'll have to say, as I always say, this community is fabulous. I mean, they're so supportive. I came in here and sat down at the desk and thought, oh, goodness, where do I start? What happens first here? And then I just started doing the Carla thing and dreaming and thinking we could do this. And like I've told you before, every time somebody comes in and says, have you thought about doing that? And I think, well, we'll try it. I mean, sure, I'm open to that. So I'm open to whatever anybody wants to suggest. For example, we have, we do, lunches here, and we also do the food at Bingo's, and we've had these decrepit crock pots, which I'll have to say I did actually drop a lid and break one of those the other day.
Carla, come on.
I know. They almost fired me, but then they said I could stay. I don't know. So we asked, you know, I just put out on Facebook, our wish list is some crock pots, and we have three brand new, nice, big crock pots here. It's just that people just do nice things for people, and it just makes my heart so happy.
Is that going to be something, you know, more of an emphasis point in the future, is getting that kitchen, you know, essentially more in use and possibly making some revenue here for you guys?
Yeah. We kind of had some ideas about, you know, even renting it out if someone needs to use. For example, I've already had someone reach out and say, I'm baking all the wedding cakes for my son's wedding, and you have, you know, the big ovens. And if anybody has not seen this kitchen, it has everything an industrial kitchen needs. It's a gorgeous kitchen. And, you know, they've talked about, would you mind if I baked all the cakes there because you have the ability to do that? So it's those kinds of things. If somebody wants to reach out and, you know, cook a big meal for someone who needs the space and the stove and things like that, we're happy to talk to them about that as well.
Well, Carla, congratulations on a great 2024. Sounds like things are going well, and we look forward to hearing much more from you and the Emporia Senior Center in 2025.
Well, thank you guys so much, and I appreciate you letting me come on and talk about how much fun I'm having here. And I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same
you
to you,
too.
Carla. Keep us posted on all your stuff, okay?
Will do. Take care.
And Carla Fessler, yeah, Director, Emporia Senior Center, doing good work there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I want to point you to tomorrow, because we'll have our monthly visit with Phil Taunton in the 8:15 hour.